The Trust of the Holy Family, a Meditation. Matthew chapter 2, verse 13 to 15 and verse 19 to 23. From Mother Angelica's book, Private and Piety Lessons from the Scriptures. Introduced and edited by Raymond Arroyo. During our journey into Scripture, we are going to Bethlehem in a small house. The wise men have gone. Jesus, Mary and Joseph are preparing for a journey. Their few belongings are placed on the back of a donkey, and they go. They begin their long trek into Egypt. The night is cold, and Joseph removes his cloak and places it around Mary and the child. I can see Joseph looking a little anxious, worried perhaps. They stop beside a big palm tree. Mary and the child rest beneath the branches of this beautiful tree, and Joseph sits beside them and looks out into the cold desert. As they sleep, he wonders, will they accept him, a stranger, a Jew in Egypt? Will he find work? Will there be a synagogue where they can worship the child's father? Will they make friends? How long will they stay, and how will he know when to return? I realized that he had the same problems that I have had many times, doubts and fears about the future, the hesitancy and the distrust of the present. The whys in my life are a mystery that I can only look at with trust. I must trust the Father, trust his love and trust his will. As I look at the scene, I know what comes after. I can see God's will in this, but Joseph and Mary cannot. So I must learn a beautiful and very necessary lesson. During the times in my life when everything seems so dark and uncertain, I too must trust. I must believe that this is happening to me out of love, God's love, that somewhere in it there is good, my good. We see the Holy Family rise in the morning and begin their journey, and they go into Egypt. It is difficult, difficult to find work and to make friends, but in time they do. Then another night comes, and during sleep once more, Joseph is told he must return. He is told that the one who wanted to kill the child is dead. What a mystery it is that God's Son waited until the danger was over, just as I must wait for many dangers to pass. Like Jesus and Joseph and Mary, I too must wait for God's will to unfold in my life. I too must pray and wait and love and hope, and never lose faith in the providence and love of my Father. So we see the Holy Family, and we are not sure how old the child was. Perhaps he was 5 or 6 or 8. You can see them going back to Nazareth. On the way back, Joseph wonders, will he find his home in tatters? And what will his friends say when he returns? They go back to Nazareth to begin a new life. I realize as I look at this scene that they needed deep faith and hope and love. And that I too, no matter what happens, must have faith and hope and love and great joy to do whatever my Father asks of me, because he loves me and you.